The demand for robots to clean or move materials has never been higher, and service robot use cases are keeping growing. The cost of human assets and constant reduction of technology capital expenditure has created more room to use service robots out of manufacturing. Robots are not limited to the automobile industry or manufacturer anymore. The usage of service robots is not limited to cleaning, delivery, or guiding. The entire autonomous device technology and capability of adding modules to interact with IoT, scanning, and mounting sensors to gather environmental data are part of features that can elevate the service robot's usage to many business verticals and use cases. Hospitality business, logistics, autonomous devices, warehouses, and hospitals are all subject to use service robots for many different services. There are many real-world needs that service robots can serve. RMAIT Consultants has partnered with Keenan Robotics to provide service robots in the UAE. The first target of the company is to offer disinfection robots to hospital and clinics and reduce the housekeeping workload in the hospital and help to improve the disinfection process with ultraviolet disinfection, UVD, and spray disinfection robots. During the pandemic of COVID-19, many of service robots manufacturers, and especially Keenan Robotics, have changed their priority to help the healthcare operators and provide the needed products and services to reduce the pressure on the human assets of the sector and help them to fight the pandemic. These days we can see service robots in shelf scanning in retail and warehousing, self-driving cleaning machines in hypermarkets. Especially in the UAE, we are seeing them as an information kiosk in Dewa and Dubai Police. Any automation process that can release human assets for more high-valued tasks can be a subject of service robot operation. With the advancements of technology in facility management and the introduction of 5G communication, service robots can become part of any process with high risk, high repetition, and releasing human resources in buildings, warehouses, and large retail outlets. The high-speed communication can allow businesses to rely on more sustainable network and communication infrastructure and reduce the capital expenditure of the network infrastructures to use the robots. Though, still, the investment in the service robots is a concern for many operators. If we calculate the lifetime costs of a service robot, for example, 4 years, and compare it with the human asset costs, we can see the service robot's costing is at least 50% cheaper than the comparing human resource for a similar task. Besides, the technological advantages that service robots can provide are a bonus. As service robots become more used in public spaces such as hotels, hospitals, and airports, there is still room for improvement. In the long run, machine learning, object recognition algorithms, and speech capabilities will improve the skills of the service robots. We don't need to wait for the future. The service robots are already serving businesses and improving operations. It's the time for decision makers to look more earnestly to the service robots and employ them to improve their operational performance and their bottom lines.